Spotify.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. Starting out the show today with one of my favorite guests, Ron Hera. Ron's a good guy. He's been on the show like now for probably the past 5 or 6 years. You know, it's interesting. I got a missive from Ron early Friday morning. He actually did an interview with Steve Forbes, who is one of my heroes definitely in our business. And I think that Mr. Forbes, in this interview really, really laid out exactly what the problem was with the economy, certainly in the United States, and even taking it one step farther with the economy around the world, and how that should affect investing. Really, the importance of gold, you know, the premier hard asset out there, the importance of gold in, you know, in the economic sphere, really around the world. Number one, Ron, thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay. You know, Ron, we met, Kathy and I met Steve at a conference that I was speaking at back in probably 1994, 1995 in that area in Vancouver, British Columbia. Kathy went and saw his presentation where he talked about his new book at the time, Flat Tax Revolution. We both read the book. His flat tax idea makes all the sense in the world to me. What I thought was really interesting, though, was the amount of importance, the degree of importance that he puts on gold. Can you explain that for us?
Well, he's a supporter of the gold standard, and he basically believes that gold is that having sound money prevents the excessive expansion of credit and the excessive expansion of the government. And that's exactly the problem we have today in our economy. The government is, if you include state, local, and federal in the United States, it's about 40% of GDP. And if you include just the federal debt, it's 100% of GDP, which is worse than Spain. So, you know, we are in a desperate situation, and if you look at the problems in the economy, like unemployment, this is a structural decline in the number of civilians that are actually in the workforce. It's been going on for some time now, and we're back at 1980s levels, except that today it requires, you know, the average household probably has two incomes instead of one. So, you know, these structural declines are linked to the fact that the government has grown and the debt levels have grown. And so, and I agree with Steve Forbes that, you know, if you had the gold standard, you wouldn't have rampant expansion of credit and you wouldn't have runaway growth of government.
Well, I got to tell you, Ron, I have felt for a long, long time that one of the reasons that we got into this mess in the first place, and I began to feel this way back in the late 1990s, I was doing a show in around the turn of the century, 2000-2001, on one of my favorite stations out there, and that's radio station KUIK down in the Portland, Oregon area. And I totally changed the focus of this program because I couldn't see how anything in the investment community other than hard assets made any sense. I mean, real estate back in those days made no sense. The stock market, the conventional stock market, really to me didn't make a lot of sense. And I thought it was interesting that in the interview that you did, Ron, that Mr. Forbes brought out the fact that he felt very strongly that if we were on a gold standard, asset-based currency, for lack of better terms, that none of this would have ever happened. Now, you made a comment to him regarding President Reagan, that Reagan kept us from going back on the gold standard, and he said, no, that's really not the case. He said the president wanted to go back on a gold standard, but he didn't have the support in government, which I find to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the entire history there, but apparently Reagan wanted to go back on the gold standard, but he was advised against it. And I, as a practical matter, I don't know how easy it would have been to do that at the time, politically. But now at this point, I mean, with the debt levels that we have, it's clear that we need to make a fundamental change. Now there's some problems with that. In terms of, you know, what's in the way of implementing it. I mean, we hear, for example, that the gold standard is deflationary. And certainly, from the point of view of the banking sector, It's certainly not as inflationary. You can't have the same kind of leverage if you have a gold standard that we have in the banking sector. But I would say that's actually a good thing. That we have too much leverage in the banking system. That's why we had the financial crisis back in 2008. In fact, we need to reduce leverage in the banking system. So that would be beneficial.
I would agree 100%. I think we definitely need to do that. I mean, I guess the question that I have here is, you know, people listen to the show to get a good concept as to what's going on economically, and we certainly appreciate that. But they also listen to the show because they're looking for a method to achieve, for lack of better terms, economic protection for themselves. How do you feel they should do that?
Well, so in terms of the debt levels that we have, it's a somewhat mixed picture because we have both deflationary forces because there's excess leverage in the economy. So government debt levels are too high. We just went through a huge housing bubble, which hasn't been completely unwound yet. Consumer debt is too high. Student loans are over $1 trillion now. So, you know, there's still too much leverage, too much debt in the economy. And the question is whether the economy can support those debt levels. And I think with the current structural problems that we have, I think the answer to that is no. And so from the banking sector side of it and from the government debt side of it, that's why we've had intervention from a policy perspective. And those policies are inflationary. So, you know, the stimulus spending by the government, for example, or the bank bailouts by the government, or the Federal Reserve buying mortgage-backed securities or doing QE, or now Operation Twist, those are inflationary policies. So you have a credit bubble, which should lead to a deflation. But now you have policy intervention with inflationary policies. So in my view, what's actually happening is that the distribution of money over the economy is being distorted by these policies, because the natural tendency is deflation. But deflation is not being allowed to take place because that would cause bank failures. And, of course, bank failures would – that's deflationary by itself because bank failures destroy deposits. But in addition to that, there's a tremendous bubble in OTC or over-the-counter derivatives. And that is one of the main problems in the financial system. That's really the main source of systemic risk in the financial system today. And so that's the real reason for the too big to fail policy, not allowing banks to fail, because then you'd have a cascade or a domino effect of bank failures. So given that that's the case, we're stuck in a mode of inflationary policies. So I'm mainly hedged towards hard assets, where really I'm hedged for an inflation scenario, because I think from a policy perspective, there's really no way forward other than to continue to inflate the money supply. But at the same time, there are deflationary forces in the economy.
Yeah, there are. I find it really interesting that what Steve Forbes says, and what I've heard him say for a lot of years now, because I'm a real fan of his, is everything that he says really makes an awful lot of sense to me. It's in the same category of what Bill Bonner and Addison Wiggins started writing about, ever since their first book back in 2000, 2001, what have you. It just is common sense as to what needs to be done right now, in my opinion. And for the life of me, I don't understand why that's not happening. Now, I would have to say that I concur with you completely about asset-based investing being the logical place to be. I think that right now that's the only place that we can protect ourselves. Ron, talk about Hara Research, LLC.
Well, Hara Research, I publish a newsletter that covers natural resource producers, and I look for production track companies or actual producers. And I take what I call a life cycle approach, where I break down companies by the type of resource they produce and then by what life cycle stage that they're in. So, you know, pre-production, junior producer, et cetera. Basically, I publish my research, and that's the service.
And it's a very worthwhile service. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.9660. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.3669, $18.35 for a half ounce, or $409.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.3669, $18.35, and $409.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. First hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, as we do every week, we devote a couple of segments on the show to companies that either I am invested in or I have a real interest in, and this is no exception. I'm chatting right now with Larry Ray. Larry is the president of a company called American Manganese. He is someone who I have known for probably the past 30 years regarding American Manganese. In the interest of full disclosure, let me say this. I am an investor. Kathy and I wrote a check and bought a fair amount of the stock about 2 years ago. We haven't changed our position whatsoever in American Manganese. We haven't sold any whatsoever. They're also a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you want more information on this company, simply click on their banner. You know, Larry was on the show earlier this week. We did a brief editorial about what was going on with the company. Got some interesting comments on it. One comment I want to read to you and then get Larry's opinion on this particular comment. A gentleman by the name of Timothy said, and I quote, "Thanks, Al. It's about time I hear something positive about this company. Larry did another interview recently, and I think he is very upfront with the shareholders. I'm glad he thought this out and investigated the study before making comments to the media that might further hurt the company. There are positives in the findings." What Timothy is referring to here is the cost of putting the manganese property of American Manganese into production, which is down in Arizona, has gone up a bit, and it's gone up simply because of the increasing expenses and costs associated with the mining industry. And Larry addressed that, I think, very, very candidly, for lack of better terms. Larry, you know, costs are something that are totally out of your control. Now, in terms of how that relates to the CapEx or the cost of actually putting this property into production, let's chat about that just a little bit.
Well, Al, we look at the market where commodity prices have been certainly increasing since 2002 or 2003, and we've got to expect that the cost of goods are going to cost to go up too. And starting to show now on a lot of projects out there that are getting updated feasibilities or updated pre-feasibilities, or a matter of fact, are actually construction phase themselves, they're seeing huge increases in capital costs. Nobody's immune to it. But that said and done, you know, we were certainly taken quite off guard on the fact that their costs had increased so much. But after going through the report and everything else, you know, some of our better contractors, or our contractors, I shouldn't say better, they're all good. Some of our contractors have identified areas in which there could be potentially a cost savings in capital and a reduction in the production cost. So that all said and done, that's going to be a focus for us. And, you know, just going back and looking at these capital costs, I'm seeing, you know, companies are really being destroyed out there, especially those in advanced stages of construction. And, you know, that are requiring more capital, and the market's just getting tight-fisted about it. But the reality is that's not going to change. See, higher capital costs, we're going to have to settle in and realize if we're going to get the commodity, we're going to have to pay for it. And that means that the commodity price has to go up or nobody's going to go into production now.
There's two sides to this equation, you know, and one of the sides obviously has to do with supply. The other one has to do with demand. And when you have a commodity that's as important as manganese is, it just strikes me that the demand is not going to go away. It's simply not going to go away. And consequently, the price of the asset as it is taken out of the ground and then purchased by the end user is just simply going to go up, and that's going to compensate for the increased mining costs. I mean, you learned that in Economics 101, Larry.
Well, this is it, Al. And the other thing is, you know, since we have good hard numbers now that are well engineered, we're actually getting a renewed interest from some of our people we've been talking to in the past about offtakes or strategic partnerships. And we've actually got, you know, three very interested parties that are brand new to the company at this point. So, you know, we've had a couple of property visits. You know, I expect that, you know, that the company may in the next few months come up with a offtake or a strategic partner. It's something we've been looking for, and now I think we're in a position that we can do that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the demand for manganese. You know, CPM Group out of New York did an interesting study. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Well, CPM Group did an in-depth study within China. Let's face it, the electrolytic manganese metal market is China. They've got, everybody says 98-something, but it's about 99% when you figure the only production outside of China out of 1.5 million tons is 28,000 tons, and that's out of South Africa. So the indications are that the business is contracting. Certainly the supply of carboniferous ores for their making of the liquid manganese metal are dwindling, and they're having to bring in higher grade supplies from offshore at a higher cost. And it looks like by 2018, China will be a net importer, which leaves us sitting there with our thumbs in our mouths, wondering where the half a million tons are going to come from for the free world.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting situation, you know, and that particular situation exemplifies almost perfectly why I've been an investor in the resource sector for the past 30, 35 years. And the reason is, you know, it's like food. You know, society simply cannot do without it. And whether you're talking about manganese, whether you're talking about petroleum, whether you're talking about natural gas, I mean, that's a bad example because there's a bit of a glut in terms of natural gas right now. But in terms of strategic metals, and manganese definitely falls into that category, in terms of rare earths, in terms of base metals, you know, it's something that society simply has to have. We would not have gotten to the point on the scale, so to speak, that we have gotten to were it not for these particular assets, no question about it. The one thing that drew me to American Manganese, I have to say, and one of the reasons that I invested in the company, is that they're in a very, very mining-friendly environment. They're in Arizona, and Arizona right now is one of the most, I would have to say, mining-friendly states in the whole United States. I mean, Nevada certainly is there. Idaho is certainly there. But Arizona is giving all kinds of support to the mining industry simply because of the employment situation. I mean, the mining industry provides jobs. It's that simple. Larry, what are your plans for the remainder of 2012?
The focus is going to be on mostly on the EMD, electrolytic manganese dioxide, and the CMD for the battery industry, and getting ourselves in a position to file our mining plan of operation with the state of Arizona, and to bring all of our groundwork to a completion on the environmental permitting side. And those are going to be the three focuses until such time as this market turns around or we do a strategic partnership where we have extra money to start proceeding with the more expensive parts of our program.
Okay, there you have it, American Manganese. Want more information? Simply click on their banner on our website. Do not construe this as investment advice, ladies and gentlemen. It is not. This is not a solicitation to either buy or sell these securities. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. As promised, I got Peter Grandich with me right now. We're going to talk a little bit about economics and what's going on in the world and how that all relates to asset-based investing, because that is, in essence, the basis of this particular program. Pete, the economic news that came out yesterday in terms of virtually all the factors in the United States were really not very positive. You know, I was fairly optimistic when I woke up in the morning and I saw that housing prices in the Seattle, Washington area had increased in value by 10%. But then I looked at everything else that was going on, and it was pretty sad. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down significantly yesterday morning, and the employment numbers that came out were not particularly very good. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index showed some slippage. I thought it was interesting the amount of people that went on disability as opposed to the amount of people that got new jobs. You know, it just was not a particularly good situation. You know, I'm thinking that because of that, precious metals are really the safest place to be right now. Let's start out talking about that, my friends.
I think when you need 150 to 250,000 a month just to keep with the new people coming into the employment ranks, and when you get subpar numbers, it's bad. But when you think about how much money has been borrowed, you know, and created in the quantitative easing and all the bailouts that were supposed to help propel the economy forward, the so-called bang for the buck is basically non-existent. And, there is some concern, you know, is the Fed going to do another easing? And if they do, so what? It's the structural problems. We've sinned beyond our means for decades, and no one, including Romney, is going to have any quick fix to the problem.
Well, and I think therein lies, you know, the gravity of the situation in the sense that I don't think either Mitt Romney or Barack Obama have the ability, really, to get us out of this thing in short order, for lack of better terms. I think the situation has gotten to the point where it is going to take some time. There is, I mean, numbers may get better, you know, over the next 2 or 3 years. But, you know, if in fact that happens, and I would guess they'll probably get, you know, modestly better. But if that happens, we're still not anywhere near to be out of the woods. And that's why I really think, Pete, that the best place to for people to put money to protect themselves, quite frankly, is in hard assets.
Well, my hard assets, I'm more concerned that I would be more focused on gold than, say, real estate or art or something like that, because I believe gold is being looked upon by tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people outside of North America as the only real money. I mean, the real buying of physical gold doesn't take place in North America compared to what it does in Asia and other areas where wealth is indeed increasing.
Right.
Their cultures and peoples recognize that they have really no trust in paper money. And part of the reason is you're seeing it right now that paper money in many areas of the world is being diluted to heck. And therefore, their trust and their preservation of their wealth, they believe, will only come from physical ownership of gold. And that's where I think the situation. So when structures go wrong, whether they're on unemployment or geopolitical or what have you, is no longer a currency like the dollar was 30, 40 years ago to turn to and say that's a safe haven. So, in fact, despite what the general media tells you, gold is indeed a safe haven.
Well, I would agree 100% with that one. And the question I have is, I've always felt that 5 to 10% of a person's portfolio, of my portfolio, my and Kathy's portfolio, should be in gold. And I still very definitely feel that way. But I'm just wondering if that 5 to 10% shouldn't be bumped up a little bit, you know, to maybe 15 to 25%.
You know, I think it all depends on one's both fiscal and mental anguish tolerance levels. For me, first of all, you know, I made a bold move a few years ago. I actually took most of my wealth out of U.S. dollars, and I spread it among gold as well as the Canadian dollar. The Canadian dollar is one of only two currencies that I believe will have a lasting long-term ability to function versus the U.S. dollar and some of the, you know, something like the euro. So I could see people getting past 5 or 10%, but I think their risk tolerance has to be quite high in order to do so.
Well, I would agree 100%. Now, the one thing I have to say about precious metals right now is, in terms of the general populace, the level of expertise in that particular investment sector is pretty low right now. Gold has always been the universe of what people call, you know, who people call the gold bugs, for lack of better terms. And these are folks who, you know, eat, breathe, live, sleep, etc., precious metals. And I personally think that these folks are right on. I mean, that's one of the reasons that I do this show. But I think that one thing that would be very, very important to convey to our listeners is that this is a sector that you really need to learn about. It isn't that difficult to increase your knowledge of precious metals, but it's something that you really ought to do before you you jump in and write a check to somebody. Would you agree with that?
Well, yes, and I think a good point to go with that is that after all the banking fiascos and all the problems people know of in the world, whether they're very involved in finances or not, it's important to note that many central banks and many authorities who oversee central banks are urging to make gold a tier one investment among banks, treated as best possible asset one should have. And we know that central banks have been net buyers the last few years. So, ironically, I think it is telling people time has come to treat gold as money. No matter what most of the media and that work on Wall Street say differently, you don't have to be a kook or win tinfoil's hat to recognize gold is indeed money at a time when paper money doesn't look to be worth the paper it's printed on.
Well, I have to say that gold is not classified as a tier one asset yet for the banking system, but I'll tell you, I have a feeling that it will be reclassified into that particular category. And when that happens, you are going to see a huge run-up in the price of gold. And being a tier one asset, if in fact that happens, the downside risk of gold falling, I would have to say it has, you know, would be diminished greatly.
Yeah, and I think it's a question of when, not if. There's enough discussion among people around the world to make it that way, and I believe since they've already discussed it publicly, they're well on their way to do so.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I mean, Frank Holmes, a colleague of ours, brought that up, you know, a few months ago, and I thought that that was interesting. How, what do you, what spillover do you think there would be, Pete, if in fact that occurred into the resource sector, the, you know, the companies involved in the exploration, development, and production of gold in terms of, do you think it'd go up in value? I personally do.
Well, I wrote a report in the last week that unless we see a significant bump up in the price of gold, I think we're going to fumble through the rest of the year because of how much damage was done, particularly in the junior sector. But I will tell you, any reclassification will certainly bump up the price a lot. And I think once we get a bump up in price and head back to the old highs or make a new high, then I think we'll finally see the mining shares and particularly the lower-end junior resource stocks take hold and really move. But I think we're going to need something like that to get a very large move out of them before year-end.
I would agree 100%. You know, Pete, how do you think the upcoming election is going to play out in terms of all of this?
I think a win by Obama actually accelerates everybody's fears, especially those that are monetary-minded and feel that the United States is out of control. I think actually his win actually benefits faster than a Romney win. But I don't think no matter who wins come next time this year, it's really going to matter, because all the situations remain the same. America has spent far more than it takes in. It can't fix itself anymore. It's gotten to the point where it can't keep borrowing. It's kind of like Europe, only 2 or 3 years behind Europe. And what we've seen in Europe unfold is coming to our shores. And once people don't have faith anymore for our ability to pay off, you watch what happens to interest rates here, regardless of what our economy is doing. And once that is, then the dollar goes really in the tank, and then you'll see gold really move up sharply.
I think you're right. I think the consumer confidence numbers that are coming out right now, whether it's, you know, I mean, there are a number of computations of consumer confidence out there, and all of them are going in a downward direction. Pete, thank you so much. Big Al's going to be right back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Hey, I hope you guys enjoyed the first hour. It was very, very interesting doing this for me. I've got a couple of old friends on the line with me right now. One of them is Ellis Martin. Ellis is a partner in crime, for lack of better terms. Ellis has been doing radio for a long time. We're teaming up more often than not on this particular show just because I really enjoy the guy. He is very, very insightful. He is had a lot of experience in the industry. He also is a member of the Actors Guild. He's a professional actor, etc. So, you know, just an interesting guy to have on the show. Another fellow who I've got on the show is someone who hasn't been on the program for probably 5 or 6 years right now. Very, very interesting gentleman. We kind of fell out of touch. Ellis brought us back together. Paul, say it so I don't butcher your last name, buddy.
Okay. Mladjenovic.
Mladjenovic.
The first four letters rhyme. Yeah, Mladjenovic. The first four letters rhyme with glad, and then the rest of it is Jenovic, so Mladjenovic.
There you go, Mladjenovic. You know, I got a missive that Ellis sent me earlier this week that Paul had written. Paul is a, if I'm not mistaken, you and your family are immigrants into the United States, correct?
Well, primarily I am. My wife is an American citizen. I came from Yugoslavia.
Right.
All right. And so I'm thrilled to be here in America. And fortunately, I think part of that background helps me, I presume, to be a better teacher and author about the world of economics. So glad to be on your program.
Now, Ellis, I'm assuming Paul has been on your show a number of times. Is that correct?
Well, actually, we just had him on the air last week with David Morgan, so we recently became acquainted through our friendship with David, our mutual friendship, who he's also an associate and friend of yours as well.
You bet, yeah.
And you know, today's an interesting day as we wrap up the week here, Al and Paul. We're seeing gold down about $27, bad job numbers. Nothing's really being exploited right now. The dollar's up for who knows how long. I'm trying to find a way out in the name of freedom. Now, we've got countries like that aren't necessarily free societies like Russia and China that are doing very, very well with natural resources. They have money. What is our hope?
You know, that's a really interesting point. You know, you were talking about, you know, the economic numbers that came out yesterday, Friday, and July 7th. The numbers were not very good. I don't personally think they're going to get much better as the year progresses. Let me rephrase that. As the years progress, I don't think they're going to be getting much better. I think that it's going to be a while before, you know, things are all, you know, rosy in Mudville again, so to speak. The one thing that we're losing aside from money, you know, other economic scenarios, though, that makes me very sad, and I'd like you, if you would, Paul to please comment on this, is we're losing a lot of freedom in the United States, my friend.
Well, this is definitely true, and I think for many people, and look, America would probably respond very vigorously if they saw their freedom being, you know, blown down, you know, in one massive instant assault. But really, freedom in America is dying through, you know, a thousand cuts, you know, little by little chipping away. I know with Ellis, we spoke last time about Obamacare and how there's an immense erosion of liberty there. And I think what a lot of people don't, that liberty is above and beyond really something that sounds like a social good. You know, it is actually an economic good. When you shrink freedom, you also shrink the economy. And I think when people see that happening, they will understand to a greater extent why the economy is bad and why it will get probably worse before it gets better. We have to understand about the impact. Freedom, a free market, that builds prosperity. It builds society. But whenever you have statism on a federal, state, and local level as we have, that puts such burdens on the private economy and puts a great deal of confusion and uncertainty in the minds of private, you know, decision makers in terms of, you know, the financial markets and the private businesses, this causes a lot of consternation. So, again, liberty is shrinking, and it does have a direct and very tangible effect on the economy as well.
You know, when you were saying that, I was thinking of the old Janis Joplin song, you know, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. We've kind of gotten to that situation, don't you think, Ellis?
Absolutely. When we're being told what we can and cannot do with our money, and essentially confiscation is taking place with regard to Obamacare, in my opinion, my question, I'll divert this back to either one of you gentlemen, is isn't statism the antithesis of freedom? Aren't we saying, isn't the state saying, we know better than you?
Exactly. And, you know, I'm going to defer to Paul on this one only because I have been playing that song now for quite some time on our show. But, Paul, you had experience, as my parents did, you know, in a totalitarian society in Yugoslavia. Comment on that for us, would you?
Well, this is an interesting thing because people think of communism as something that, like, is in a far-flung time, et cetera, and they really associate communism with rhetoric. You know, you hear about the proletariat and stuff like that, but basically, communism in the functional sense really means that government, statism, runs all aspects of an economy. And this is where it's a problematic thing, because people forget that various forms of statism, ranging from communism and fascism down to socialism and down to lesser versions of it, these are all degrees of coercion, confiscation, and control. And people think, for example, as some of you, as you know, and some of your audience knows as well, I teach a lot about investing.
Right.
People know I wrote books like Precious Metals Investing for Dummies, among other things. And, you know, when I introduce myself, I jokingly refer myself as a raving capitalist. And I go, the reason why I'm a raving capitalist is because I was born in a communist country. That's how you become a raving capitalist. And people think, well, isn't that unpopular to be a capitalist? Well, I can explain capitalism in three words. You know, voluntary, peaceful exchange. That's
right.
The essence of real capitalism. In other words, I go to a store, you know, I say to that person, you know, look, I'll give you money if you give me a good or a service, and they agree or disagree, right? If we don't agree, then I move on. It's a private market between buyers and sellers. But once you get into the realm where government is more and more involved, then you're leaving the point of voluntary exchange, and you get to a point where you have transactions which are coercion, control, and or confiscation. And this is something that people need to understand. Whenever they talk about government expanding, to a great extent, what they forget is how this warps the age-old equation of supply and demand. You know, a lot of people should be looking at this through supply and demand, because then it becomes crystal clear why statism, when it becomes rampant, it's not a venue that will last. It will lead to chaos and collapse. Look at Europe. And you're going to see it in parts of America as well, ranging from California to even Illinois and some other parts as well. Because government warps the supply and demand factor. Government is an engine of consumption. You know, people forget that. This is why can't the government create jobs? Well, it could create public jobs. Public jobs then become part of the burden that private jobs have to carry. government doesn't have the ability to create private jobs. It only has the ability to create public jobs. But when you create public jobs, that's more of a burden on the private economy, and you just can't keep it up. It's like putting more luggage on a donkey. The donkey sooner or later is going to collapse. You have an imbalance. Too much consumption, which manifests itself in too much spending and too much debt. Look, if you don't have production and you don't have the people who are able to carry and or pull it, then you're going to run into massive problems. And in today's world, global market, you're seeing a lot of that. And I think this is where a lot of these economists that are out there go wrong. They are forgetting to look at policies, whether it's Obamacare, whether it's the government of Greece or Europe or, you know, in general. You have to take a look at this through the balances of supply and demand. And what that means is supply means production. Demand means consumption. If you have tremendous amounts of consumption but shrinking amount of production, then you have an imbalance and that leads to a collapse. So we have to understand this. This is a dreadful thing, and it just bugs the hell out of me, Al, if I can talk like that, because we have to get back to the basics. Economics is not something you... You know, it's not like going to a movie. It faces us day in and day out. We have to shrink the government. We have to get the balance back. Otherwise, we're going to have a dreadful time and collapse is an eventual event.
Paul, you got the final word on this. What do you think people should do to protect themselves?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, I've been doing videos on my YouTube videos, so people are welcome to look me up on YouTube. They can put in Paul Mladd and easily find me. And I'll be doing lots of videos about what investors should do. Basically, be as self-sufficient as possible. Make sure your portfolio is tied to human need. Get more physical gold and silver to protect yourself from currency crises. They're on the way, and people will be much safer than if they don't do these things at all, Al.
I agree 100%. Ellis, I really appreciate you you helping out on this segment. It's I want to stress to people two things. Number one, click on the banner that we have for Ellis on our homepage. That way you can get information and listen to his radio program. Paul, I want you to do me a favor before. I know you're a busy guy, but I want you to send me a banner for your site. We'll put it up also. Gentlemen, you guys have a great weekend. I appreciate you taking some time to join us today on the Cortland Economics Report. And you folks listening in, stick around. We've got another hour to go.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.